Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Tyrus is a Fox News contributor, host of Enough Said on Fox Nation. You can become a subscriber at foxnation.com. Tyrus, you're an emanator of common sense and giving it to people straight. And, you know, this delusions of the idea of demanding unity and hoping that you get it, it's probably not going to happen. But what does this country need to do to get anywhere near the place where we can look across the aisle and not just absolutely hate each other?
I think the biggest thing is for all of us to get back to our lives. I think the one thing that we've had with President Trump was a transparency to where we could see literally the inner workings of the government on a daily basis. Well, obviously, we're not going to have that anymore, and maybe that's a good thing. I don't know, but we can get back to our lives. We can get back to the, you know, during the ceasefire, because the media is going to still want those ratings. They're going to want those Trump ratings. So I'm sure the president, they're not done with him yet. I'm sure they'll be continually bringing his name up. But I think it's important for all of us to get back to what we were doing. You know, you can't, it is what it is. It's a fresh start. We reset. I always, you know, kind of just take it in stride and, you know, you just deal with one event as it happens. You take it one step at a time and you don't get into, there's no giant fix. It's just one day at a time. We just got to, everyone's got to take a deep breath and go, okay, it went my way, or okay, it didn't go my way, but what am I going to do to improve my family's life and get back to being focused on self, I think.
Tyrus, you mentioned the transparency of the last, well, I don't even want to say administration, at least of the guy. The guy at the top was a very transparent guy. A lot of people didn't like that. A lot of people did. Do you think that that's something that we should strive for in the future, even if it's not in the style of Trump? Should we strive to get that kind of transparency from our leaders?
I think we should demand it, honestly. I mean, the one thing that President Trump did, whether you love him or hate him, is that he let everyone know what was going on, good, bad, or indifferent. And so it was kind of like as he made his way through government and being a part of that machine at the highest level and never holding office before, we were kind of learning with him, I think. A lot of us who, like, you know, it's my job to research things and know, but at the same time, you learn things, you see things, you get a better, I think we have a better understanding of how the House and the Senate work. I think we can kind of see, wow, like we've been hoodwinked and tricked by career politicians in the Senate and the House. And we see how much influence they really have and how much they can affect the country. Whereas before, everything kind of fell on the president's shoulders. And you never really saw the inner workings of the Mitch McConnells and the Pelosi's, and you never really saw all that stuff. And President Trump brought all that stuff to light, to where we're like, now we're looking at Senate races and houses different, I think, across America, because they've done a really good job of putting up the Wizard of Oz curtain. Like, don't look at what's going on back here. Just focus on what we're putting in front of a podium, you know. And when President Trump would circumvent them by using the old Twitter gauge or another way to get word out to the people, I think it changed things for the good because we're more aware. And you can take that away from him if you want to, but nobody was paying attention to politics before President Trump got into it. He changed things. He changed the way America looks at politics. And that's there's no executive order to switch that.
You know, so much of what we do in politics right now is just, you know, you put your red or blue jersey on in the morning. And I was listening to something that Tucker said last night, and he said, you know, essentially you can just take in what the media says about something that happened that day and never actually hear the actual event, you know, from the source. And to take, we're never forced to react to the news of the day, you know, to hear it and react for the first time for ourselves. There's so many people willing to do the thinking for us. Certainly the politicians, yeah. A lot of people in the media. I don't really know that we're headed in a direction where people are going to be forced to think more for themselves than they have in the past. But your point about Congress is so key, because we just had a caller say, you know, of course, Biden's coming in and undoing right now so much of what Trump did with executive orders, but Trump unexecutive ordered a bunch of Obama executive orders. And in the midst of this, the lawmakers aren't making laws. They get off the hook every 2 years, every 4 years, every 6 years.
Yep.
The spotlight being on the administration compared to the easy street that Congress is living on right now, that's where our emphasis likely should be.
Yeah, we should be raising a lot of questions. You know, here's a perfect example. I put a lot of weight on the way this election went with the Supreme Court pick. I feel if Mitch McConnell was not so quick at trying to steal his pick, I think that would have made a difference in voting. I think if the Supreme pick would have been online, you would have seen even more excited Republican Party. And I think that little split, you know, I mean, let's just be frank. I don't think any president was going to survive coronavirus. It's just one of those things where, of course, the people coming from the outside have a better plan and they're more suiting because they're not in it. But now they're in it, and like I put in a post yesterday, the world is watching, but more importantly, America's watching. And you've got everything you asked for. You have the Senate, you have the House, and you have the Oval Office. So, wow, I can't wait to see all this stuff that goes down, because we got a list of things that need to get done. Yeah, so who are you going to blame?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, actually. You mentioned coronavirus, and, you know, that's not the only issue. There's quite a bit going on this year to deal with, of course, as we all know. But now those things fall upon a new administration. Do you think that Joe Biden and the Biden administration is going to do a lot different from what Trump was going to do? Or are they basically going to do the same thing and just get media kind of coverage for it?
I think they're going to have the same problem that the president had and the same problem that the president before him had. Except the Senate and the House are only going to do what they want to do. And, you know, instead of being, you know, like here's something that it used to be and they don't do it anymore, is when a president wins kind of his first 100 days, you kind of give him what you want. You know, you work together, they won the election, you know, and you should run his program. You should give him what he wants in the first 100 days. And then you can start picking apart, complaining about everything. You know, it should be bipartisan. You know, the people spoke, but we saw with President Trump, it was literally the day he was in, they were trying to get him out. So there was not going to be anything like that. Everything he did, they fought him on. Everything he did was wrong. And now we're going to find, especially with the pandemic still here, we're in the same situation where there's a wave coming from South America that's trying to come into the country during a pandemic. And now it's going to be how the media is going to, of course, they're going to swing it a different way, opposed to the tough decision that we can't let you come in the country. You could be infecting, you know, it's going to be the same thing. And are they going to turn the cameras away when people are locked up? Are they going to, you know, are they going to try to spin? Like, the spin will be phenomenal, but again, I think the whole world is, the spin doesn't work anymore. I think when people start saying things now, people are looking it up. Like, well, let's see, let me Google that. Let me see how actual that is. I mean, they, you know, they didn't even take time to research when they would go after the president. They just show pictures of cages, and they were like, yeah, that's from the Obama administration. Mm-hmm. You know, so, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how, when they get hit with the same exact problems and with the same results, how they're going to swing it. So is it going to be that Joe Biden, with his 40-plus years of service or something like that, is not able to get the job done? Or is it a lot tougher than they thought it was going to be? because we're going to have a lot of problems. And let's not also be fooling ourselves that it's not going to be Republicans and Democrats that are going to be doing most of the fighting. It's socialist Democrats, progressive Democrats, and moderate Democrats fighting to see who's running the show. So it's going to be tough, I think.
Yeah.
I always try to be optimistic, and I always hope for the best, but I really feel like, you know, the cop out's going to be President Trump, but it's not going to change the problems that we have. The only difference is that you kind of knew where you stood with President Trump in terms of what was going on, whether you liked the way he handled it or you didn't like the way he handled it, or the way he said it or not said it, you knew it. And now we're going to get back to we just tell you what we feel you want to know, and that's not going to work.
Real quick, I only have about a minute left, Tyrus, but so much of the media reaction, you know, on your CNNs and MSNBCs yesterday to what was going on, we're talking about like this was medicine for an open wound to have Joe Biden speaking, as if the only thing that matters for the president of the United States is to make you feel good. The politicians who know exactly what to say and how to say it, those are the scariest politicians to me.
Yeah, the guy who smiles in your face and tells you that he thanks you for his support. And then in the same sentence, when you turn around, they're taking your house or foreclosing on your house loan because of aggressive loans. Like, it's always the same thing. There's no nation healing. People had real problems in this country. We've lost loved ones. If you're dealing with COVID, cancer, crime, unemployment, like, we got real problems at home that we're trying to fight through. And, old Uncle Joe telling you of warm, fuzzy stories not going to make it better. And if that's their approach, if that's what they want to do, they want to start this, things are going to be so much better because he plays the sounds of birds tweeting when he gives you a speech telling you that we're going to be in another recession, you keep the birds. Just tell me like it is. And
I'm a grown
be
person.
Honest. I'd rather just be honest, but we'll see. Like I said, I think I'm hopeful, I'm optimistic, but I just feel like we're just not learning from our mistakes.
Yeah, I'm with you on the trying to be optimistic thing, but it's an effort. It's not, for me, it's not something that's coming natural. It's something I'm forcing myself to try to do.
I was optimistic when President Trump was sworn in, and I'll be optimistic when President Biden's sworn in. But I don't feel like we're coming. I think considering the events of the year of 2020, we are all in a good place still.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it's Armageddon out here. I feel like we're in a good place. Vaccines are coming, and you know, all the fighting should be done for now. Should be. They got what they wanted. But you'll be surprised.
Will we? Cyrus, I appreciate you coming on here. It's going to be an interesting storyline to follow. Certainly very different than what we've been talking about for the last 4 years, but we're always grateful that you're part of our conversation.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.